Episode 3275, How to Be a Spectacular Spouse.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. Maybe you're even enjoying some playoffs. Oh, yes, you know, you got the playoffs happening. You've got the Australian Open. Oh, my goodness. Come on. It can't get any better than this. Okay, maybe it can. How to be a spectacular spouse. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. You know, marriage is an adventure every day, which requires intentional actions along the way. So if you want to have a fabulous marriage, well, you got to learn how to be a spectacular spouse. And that is so challenging. It really is. Because marriage simply is a hamster wheel or a roller coaster. It's actually kind of a combination of both of those. I mean, imagine being on a roller coaster and a hamster wheel at the same time as that kind of a ride. It's everything mixed up so beautifully, just as your vows were written. But most of us don't listen really well on our wedding day, do we? We're like, what did we say? We're truly in a moment of panic and frantic. It's like, I can't do this. I just got to get done, like trying to make sure we don't forget anything. We make sure to walk down the aisle at a certain time when we're supposed to cut the cake. All of this, even if you have a wedding planner, there's always something that happens. However, life becomes real after that, doesn't it? I mean, come on, think about it. And then you have to figure out how to make it work, or you're under piles of paperwork. Yeah, it's called the big D, divorce. I mean, that's really what you're looking at, right? You either figure a way to make it work, you're all in, or you're like, nope, I'm done with this, and then you live under piles of paperwork. Marriage, my friend, is an incredible gift if used and treated well. Yet, once again, we don't treat our spouses the way they deserve, and we aren't that spectacular ourselves. I mean, come on, look in the mirror. I mean, you know, you're not perfect, right? And neither am I. I mean, my husband reminds me every day. No, he doesn't. I'm just kidding. Don't send me hateful emails. He is a wonderful man, and he loves me right where I'm at, flaws and all. But we got to be honest with ourselves. We're not perfect. And I really honestly don't think our spouses expect us to be perfect, but I think there is an expectation. I mean, come on, let's be honest, right? I mean, you're only going to get real talk here. So if you want to enjoy a harmonious marriage, if you want to have just that community where you can commune between two people, hearts are so joined together, but not everything's perfect, but truly beautifully intertwined, you have to learn how to be a spectacular spouse. And that means being better by 1% every day. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Be better by 1% every day. Now, you can be the one who points fingers and says, yeah, that everything in your marriage is your spouse's fault. And if you're living on that side of the mountaintop right now, you might as well stay on that side of the mountain because you're going to have a hard time coming to the other side. But even if you are on that side of the mountain, I want to encourage you just for a moment to listen to the other side, because marriage is a two-way street and you make up half of that. If you want to get to the other side of the mountain, right, you got to go down the street, like literally, or through the woods, over the hills and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. Okay, why am I saying that? I don't know. Maybe I miss my grandkids, but that's for another episode. But you got to be better by 1% every day. And that means, honestly, you got to look at yourself first. You can't expect your spouse to do everything. Now, I know you like him to put down the toilet seat. I get it. You want him to put his shoes away, or at least put them away so you don't trip on him when you walk in the door. Maybe you're tired of looking at his laundry just kind of thrown around. Maybe you're tired of having to do his dishes, whatever it is. Maybe you're tired of cooking dinner for him. Maybe you don't cook and he does. Maybe he's tired of cooking dinner and he wants you to cook dinner. Okay, wherever you are in the scenario right now, pick up a mirror. You need to see yourself in this relationship. You need to see what you're putting into the relationship. And unfortunately, a lot of times we're not putting in our best selves. We did when we were dating, but we're not doing it now because, well, we're too lazy. We're too busy. It's all right. We've got kids. We've got career aspirations. We've got businesses. We've got community projects. We've got house projects. We've got, oh, wait, real life. Bills. Got to paint walls. Got to do some demo. Oh, wait, then there's inflation. Oh, you got politics. And then like, oh, yeah. And then we've got aging parents. And then, oh, wait, now we've got, okay, well, because of inflation, our savings is going down. And so now you didn't have to work, but now you're looking at working. I mean, all of these things, right? It's called real life. And you can't escape them. There's no perfect time to be better. Truly, there isn't. I would love to say that this season at this time is going to be your perfect time to be perfect, to literally be better by 1% every day. But in order to really attain that, you have to do it every day. You got to flex the muscles. You got to work them. You got to tear them down. You got to build them back up and build them stronger and better. Our heart's a muscle. You got to work at it. Maybe your New Year's resolution was working out or is. Maybe it was now. I'm not sure. Are you still on the right track with your health? Well, that's for another episode. What did you set for your New Year's resolutions for your marriage? Did you set anything? Did you say that this is going to be the year that we fall more madly in love than ever before? Man, what if that was truly a goal and not a New Year's resolution? What if it was something that we really, truly tried to attain every single year? How much better would you be when it's time for you to go to the other side and God calls you home from your temporary home? What would that look like? Now, I don't want to go and get all like, oh, woe's me, but let me tell you, life is short and life is precious. You have this moment, and this moment while I have you, or wait, while you have me in your ears and I have your attention, let's get this all right here, then I want to make sure I add to your life. I don't want me just to be noise in your ears. I want you to be able to take one little nugget, whatever that golden nugget is, and turn it into something that blesses you and your family and your life, whatever it is. I don't know. But what I do know is that you need to look at yourself in the mirror. Do you love who you see? Because if you don't love who you see, maybe then you probably should be asking honestly the question, why would your spouse love who he or she sees? That's kind of a confusing sentence, honestly. Say that fast 3 times. I cannot. But if you can't look at yourself in the mirror and say, I love you, and really love all parts of it. I don't care how many roles you have or you don't have. I don't care how much the number says on the scale. I don't care what hair color you have, if it's gray, if it's brown, if it's black, if it's purple. I don't care. But when you look in the mirror, do you really truly love who you see? Do you love your heart? Do you love the inside as much as you love the outside? And I know that seems kind of a strange way of looking at things, but in all honesty, if you can't love yourself first, how can somebody else love you? You got to learn to be that spectacular spouse. And in order to attain that, it's literally being better by 1% every day. And that's not ever going to lead you to perfection. I would love to say it would. That would be awesome, wouldn't it? But then really, if you ever hit perfection, you'd be bored. There would be no adventure. But you can do things to better what you're doing every day. And it's just a little bit. It's showing up differently. I was having a chat with my girlfriend, and she was like, you know what? I want to get ready. My husband's coming home. I want to look good when he walks in the door. Now, some people would say, oh, well, that's a little bit. No, it's not. If she wants to look good for her man, and she's been working around the house, and she feels kind of a little thrumpy-umpy, you know, she doesn't want to be Humpty Dumpty, fell off the wall when her man comes in the hall. She wants to be like, whoa, whoa. She wants him falling off the wall, right? I mean, come on. Let's be real. You want to have that incredible, sensual, intimate, loving, kind, embracing marriage. And yeah, life happens. You got to pay bills. You got to deal with your, I don't know, Wi-Fi. You got to deal with the trash people. You got to deal with the community projects. Like, you're going to always have stuff. Stuff is always going to get in the way. But you may not always have a marriage if you don't make it a priority. And it starts with you. So let's look at what it's like to be a spectacular spouse. Well, number one, have a harmonious heart. One of the cornerstones of any successful relationship is truly our harmonious communication. Having that just like, oh, the angels sing, right? That's what you want to feel. And to become that spectacular spouse, it's vital to enhance your communication. Your active listening, right? Expressing your own thoughts and feelings, not in a manner that's like, well, I am God and you will listen to me. Not that kind of way. But being able to express yourself thoughtfully without putting your spouse down. A lot of times we have to prove ourselves. At least that's how we feel. And if we talk with our feelings, we lose the facts. And so therefore, our spouse receives things on the other end and everything gets twisted. Create a safe space for open dialogue. Harmonizing hearts involves creating an environment where both of you can feel heard, can feel seen, can feel validated, can feel understood. Empathy is shared. This means actively listening when your spouse has, you know, okay, I'm really interested in what is going on in your world, not just like, hey, how was your day? And it's like kind of just in passing. How would you feel if it's like, hey, how was your day? Yeah, great. Okay, bye. See ya. Done. Walk out the door. It involves reflecting on what your spouse shares with you and really taking it in and truly understanding their perspective. And then by doing so, you're building a bridge between your hearts, which builds a deeper emotional connection. In addition to listening, effective communication requires expressing yourself honestly and respectfully. Instead of bottling up your concerns or frustrations and then waiting to just explode at one single moment, learn to communicate them calmly and constructive. Use the I statement more than you are doing this. Own your own emotions, own your own feelings, own your own needs. You can't avoid the blame game. You don't have to make it sound like it's all your fault. I mean, I don't know what you've been doing, but I've been doing everything right. You don't need to carry on that persona. Encourage a more collaborative approach. You're in this together. So instead of saying you never help with household chores, you can say, well, I feel overwhelmed with the household responsibilities. Like the laundry is piling up. I would really appreciate it if we could find a way to share the workload. Share the laundry. I know you don't like doing it, but maybe you do your laundry and I do mine and the kids. I don't know. Up for discussion. Remember, harmonious communication, harmonious hearts. It's not about avoiding conflict, but truly addressing it in a way that promotes understanding and leads you to resolution. Harmonizing hearts through active listening and truly mindful expression, when you do that, you can create a solid foundation for a spectacular marriage. But you got to do it. Be better by 1% every day. Number two, show gestures of love and affection. You know, small, intimate gestures can often make the biggest impact when it comes to strengthening your marriage. Spectacular spouses understand the significance of expressing love and affection regularly. If you have a hard time saying I love you, you and I probably need to talk because there's a lot of things to unpack there. But seriously, I love you. Three powerful words. You know, surprise your spouse with thoughtful gestures or acts of kindness that show, hey, I'm thinking about you. Leave sweet notes in unexpected places. Get an Expo marker. And I, yes, say Expo because I've tried the off brands and I don't always trust them. And when I'm writing on a really nice mirror in my bathroom or in my bedroom, I want it to erase nicely. So yes, I'm going to tell you the brand name and it's Expo. And no, they're not a sponsor of this program, but maybe they should be. But seriously, you can use colorful ones. Guess what's coming up in February? Yeah, let's just jump there. Valentine's Day. What if you started writing a love note every single day between now and Valentine's Day? How many love notes will you have written? 31? 32? It's leap year, so we have 29 days in February. So I did not actually see this off the top of my head. I don't have my calendar in front of me, so I'd have to count. But it's over 30 days. How cool is that? Maybe you're one who says, well, I just really don't want to write it up on my mirror. Okay, maybe you're one who journals. What if you got a little journal? You don't have to go spend a lot. Take $1.25 to the Dollar Tree store and go get a little journal. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be great. It's just a little notebook and write every single day something about your spouse that you love between now and Valentine's Day. And then when Valentine's Day comes, give the notebook to your spouse. Might surprise you how much you really love your spouse. It also might surprise your spouse how much you love them and you haven't told them in a way that you did this Valentine's Day. So leave them sweet notes in unexpected places, their lunchbox, in their vehicle, in their briefcase. Send a sex text. Okay, you didn't hear me actually say that, but yes, I did. It's to your spouse. It's all right. But I will say this. If they're at work or if they're in an area that someone may be looking over their shoulder, you need to send something at the beginning of it and then space down a little bit before you put in the woo-woo part of whatever words you want to use. That's between you and your spouse. I'm not going to give you those words. They're private. They're intimate. Plan a date night or a weekend getaway tailored to your partner's interests and needs. Whether it's cooking their favorite meal together, maybe you're going on a nature walk. Maybe not now. It's a little cold outside. Have you noticed? There's this frigid weather everywhere across the board. So whether it's cooking or hiking, whether it's enjoying a relaxing day at the spa, maybe it's relaxing day at the spa at home. Maybe you have grandparents or other friends that could take your kiddos for a little bit. Great. Exchange that time. You don't have to spend a lot of money, but you can show gestures of love and affection. Also, I know you don't want to go down this road, but we're going anyway. Physical affection should never be underestimated. Make time to cuddle, to hug, to hold hands, to kiss each other. And yes, simple acts of intimacy, whatever you deem is okay and safe within your own four walls, that's between you and your spouse. But let me tell you, when was the last time you did it? And I'm not saying that quote unquote it, whatever that intimacy is, that physical affection. When was the last time? Do you remember? If you have to sit there and go, and you can't tell me immediately, which I don't want you to tell me, by the way, but in your own mind, if you're like, gosh, was it last week or last weekend or the weekend before? Like, I don't know. Was it even at New Year's? Like, I mean, seriously. Okay, Houston, we have a problem. Especially if you're the woman and your spouse. Mm-hmm. Men want that physical connection. I don't care what love language serves them. That language serves them all the time. So you got to think about that. And finally, number three, prioritize treasured hours. You got to be busy. I get it. Man, today I was just running around wild and I thought one of these days I'm going to sit down. I'm going to be like so together that I'm not going to feel like I'm not all together. But you know what? I'm probably not until the day I take my last breath and God calls me home. I pray that's going to be for a long time. Because I believe we got a lot of work here to do on this beautiful earth, right? We've got families to raise, marriages to build up, families to impact, children to say yes, where they go out and they impact the world that they touch, and then they have their families. Man, we've got generations to impact. We are not done yet here, my friend. But we've also got to realize that in the midst of our busy lives, wearing that busy badge of honor, it's all too easy for precious moments with our spouses to slip away. But to truly become that spectacular spouse, have you ever been on Facebook? I don't know if Instagram has this, but I know Facebook does. I'm a part of like too many groups. It is ridiculous. And actually, I'm not on social media. If you know that, like, I very rarely show up there. I'll go through the feed like literally two swipes of my finger. I'm done, click, I'm off, because I get wrapped in. Now, I've said that I want to change a little bit of that, meaning that I want to be able to reach more people. So unfortunately, I'm probably going to have to get out on social media. So you can help me with that. If you're one who likes that, hey, promote what we're doing here. Share with a friend. Put it on your social media and say, hey, I'm listening to this podcast. Whether it's on YouTube or here, if you're listening to the TV show, share it, please. Thank you. Because that's what gets our stuff out. I mean, our time together, yeah, it's expensive. Airtime is not cheap. In fact, we're going to be doing some things to help cover those costs, because this mom and pop shop is, well, we can't do it much longer. And so we need to ask for your help. So we're going to be doing some creative things. So be looking out for that. We've got AIM coming up. That's going to help. We've got some other things. We've got some books. I mean, like, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a heck of a ride. But you see, I'm looking at the mirror first. I've got to be that spectacular spouse first for me, so I can treat my spouse the way they need to be treated. But then also so I can treat my family well. But in all of that, we've got to look at, how do we prioritize our hours? Because they are treasured hours. And sometimes we're just going through the motions, and literally our day slips away, and oh, what? We didn't even hold each other. We didn't even tell each other bye. When we went to work, we didn't have, do we even say I love you today? And we're already asleep, head on the pillow. That's not a real great life to live in a marriage. When we prioritize treasured hours, we're acknowledging the importance of what? Quality time spent together. It's not just about the quantity of time, but rather the depth of connection, the shared experiences. Man, if you like football, come on, prepare. Go ahead and say, we're doing pizza night. And if you're like, but we can't afford pizza night, great. You could do pizza on bread. You got a little sauce. It's all spaghetti sauce. Doesn't have to be pizza sauce. You could put it on there, put it in your air fryer, put it in the broiler. You don't even have to have bread. If not, you've got croissant makings. Great, get the croissants out. Do that. If you got baguettes, you can make little baguette pizza thing. Like, you could do so many things. You don't have to go out and spend money to make it creative and fun and inviting. What you do have to do is make a conscious effort to set aside dedicated moments for your spouse. Are you spending time with your sweetheart? I mean, like, seriously. Create that special time. Create that special space where both of you can escape the distractions of daily life, because there's lots of them. There's lots of them. And focus exclusively on each other. Doesn't that just sound beautiful? I mean, I would love to think that I would just have 48 hours of uninterrupted time with my spouse. It'd even be nice if I didn't have to sleep, but you kind of have to sleep too, because it's kind of part of your day. But if it could be just about that, basking in each other's presence, the joy of being together. I mean, seriously, think about that. Engaging in heart-to-heart conversations, uninterrupted time, exploring each other's dreams, aspirations. Like, yeah, doesn't that sound beautiful? And you're thinking, yes, it'd be beautiful if I was on a beach with this beautiful warm sunset. But no. I'm in the middle of the Midwest and there's snow on the ground and it's going to be a negative 32. Are you kidding me, Christiane? I want none of this. I get it. But your hearts can be warmer when you make time and prioritize treasured hearts and treasured hours. Are you willing to do that? Plan activities that resonate with both of you. Maybe make that romantic dinner at home. And maybe it's pizza rolls. You know, my husband actually proposed to me over Hamburger Helper. Like, I kid you not. Because the ring that he had made for me special from Hawaii was not delivered. It was delivered late. And he was supposed to propose to me. I won't give you all the details, but it fell through. And so he did it at his apartment and he made Hamburger Helper. We could afford that. Not much more than that, but that. We had green beans and some butter bread. And I said, I do. I said, let's do life together. And my goodness, now that I think about it, we've been together now, this coming Valentine's Day, 33 and a half years, coming up on 34. That's crazy. Are you wanting to truly foster a relationship that can stand the test of time? Can stand the test of the tornadoes and storms that are going and have happened and are going to happen? All the struggles, but then also all the beauty. Rainbows don't come because the sun shines. Rainbows come after the rain pours. Sometimes you have to go through struggles in order to see the sunrise. Are you willing to put that effort into your marriage and be that spectacular spouse? Embrace the opportunity, my friend, to grow together. A spectacular spouse breathes life into their marriage through intentional words and actions. It's time to take aim. Right? You got this. I'm cheering you on. Hey, send me a note, connect@createyournow.com. If you're one who says, gosh, I want to tell you my story. If you're one who says, I want to support you, reach out to me. If you want to help with that, if you know someone who might want to be a sponsor, I want to walk with you in your everyday so you can live authentically God's way. That's what we do here at Create Your Now. That's why we're going to open up AIM. I'm trying. We've got a few technical difficulties. Mainly it's because of me, being honest. But let me tell you, I want you to live the life God has in store for you. And sometimes we've got to learn how to get out of our own way so we can see it God's way. And that doesn't mean we're going to do it perfect. That doesn't mean we're not going to fall. You know, we're going to have our own failures. We're going to fall down. We're going to skin our knee. We may break a few bones, not literally, figuratively. But you're going to be able to get up on the other side better. Be better by 1% every day. And yeah, you'll be that spectacular spouse in every way. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.